VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Federal law enforcement officials continue to warn of possible copycat attacks or retaliatory violence after the attempt on former President Donald Trump's life. AP correspondent Lana Durkin Richard reports the motive for the Saturday Trump attack still remains unclear.
The FBI has said it's investigating this as a potential act of domestic terrorism, but so far its investigation has turned up few clues about a potential ideology or motivation that could explain why this attack happened.
Independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has also received Secret Service protection. A threat on Donald Trump's life from Iran prompted additional security in the days before Saturday's rally, but it was unrelated to the assassination attempt on the Republican presidential nominee. U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said on Tuesday the U.S. still believes Israel is committed to a ceasefire deal despite the latest strikes in Gaza.
Trying to reach a ceasefire, they're committed to the proposal that they put forward and that the president outlined publicly over a month ago, about a month and a half ago now, and they continue to remain engaged in the talks to try to reach a ceasefire.
And it comes as Israel said that they would send a delegation to Cairo for further talks with mediators on a proposed deal with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas for a ceasefire and hostage release. The Israeli military will begin sending draft notices to Jewish ultra-Orthodox men on Sunday. This could destabilize Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Hundreds of men protested after the announcement. Follows a landmark Supreme Court order for young religious men to begin enlisting for military services. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. ambassador told Russia's foreign minister that the Russian President Vladimir Putin should release detained Americans, singling out journalist Evan Gershkovich and ex-Marine Paul Whelan. Linda Thomas Greenfield took the opportunity of Moscow's diplomat Sergei Lavrov presiding at a U.N. Security Council meeting to promote multilateralism and democracy Tuesday to appeal for the release of the Americans. Arrest of Americans are increasingly common in Russia, with 9 U.S. citizens known to be currently detained as tensions between the two countries have increased. President Joe Biden addressed black supporters in the battleground state of Nevada on Tuesday, his first campaign appearance since the assassination attempt on his Republican rival, former President Donald Trump. He linked the attack on Trump to racial and gun violence, imploring Americans to condemn violence in any form. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara reports.
We all have a responsibility to lower the temperature and condemn violence in any form.
Speaking in front of black voters in Las Vegas, Nevada, Tuesday, he did that by linking the shooting that injured Donald Trump in his Pennsylvania rally Saturday with violence perpetrated against African Americans, including George Floyd, who was killed by a white police officer in 2020, and to victims of gun violence, calling to reenact a U.S. ban on assault weapons that expired in 2004.
An AR-15 was used in the shooting of Donald Trump.
Trump, uncharacteristically subdued after the attempt on his life, has also called for unity. But many expect the calm to last only temporarily, with campaigning set to intensify following the party's political conventions. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
The corruption trial of U.S. Senator Robert Menendez has ended with all guilty verdicts on all charges against him, which include him accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes in exchange for using his powerful position to enrich and protect two men and acting as an agent for the Egyptian government.
Damian Williams is the U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York.
This case has always been about shocking levels of corruption. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes in the form of cash, gold bars, a Mercedes-Benz. This wasn't politics as usual, this was politics for profit. And now that a jury has convicted Bob Menendez, his years of selling his office to the highest bidder have finally come to an end.
That is Aaron Reynan reporting for VOA in New York City. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.